I'm excited about. You know, this is home. And, you know, I can't wait to get back out there in front of fans.
I mean,
just from your view, what went wrong on some of those third and longs?
I don't think too much went wrong. You know, I think we just need to do a better job of executing and getting off the field on third down. You know, like we practice.
What's it been like playing on the opposite side of Anthony, and just what's he like as a teammate?
There's no better teammate than Anthony. You know, he's one of my best friends on the team, and you know, he's a great corner, great competitor, great friend. You know, it's just unreal just to have someone like him. You know, who's always, you know, talking me up. You know, we lift each other on the field and off the field.
What's the biggest thing he's taught you?
You know, just to have, you know, forget the last play. You know, always move on, move forward. He does a great job at that, and I think that's why he's one of the best corners out here.
Have you noticed teams going deep on you guys? The last two games, it seems like LSU took a lot of deep shots, and then Mississippi State obviously did too. And how do you think you and Anthony have responded to that?
You know, we really don't see, you know, count how many deep shots, you know, teams take. We have to go back and look at the film with that. But, you know, me and Ant, you know, we do the best we can at every route. So, you know, we want to, you know, keep improving each and every week on that.
I saw a couple of people slip down and think you were one of them maybe. Was the field tough?
Phil was a little wet, but, you know, no excuse. You know, I felt it a little bit, you know, before the game started. You know, I just have to do a better job.
What was different on those last few drives in the fourth quarter? Like, y'all were able to get five and out or three and out, just kind of pulled them down.
You know, it's just the want to have it. You know, we knew we had to get the offense the ball back. You know, we practice situational football each and every week, you know, with our offense. So just knowing, you know, the situation and trying to give our offense a chance to win the game.
Are you surprised at all by how many freshmen have played this season?
Not at all. You know, that's what we tell them, you know, as soon as they get here, that anything can happen. You know, people can go down. It's a tough league, you know, physical league. And a lot of injuries do occur, so, you know, just be ready and prepare yourself mentally.
How emotional do you expect to be Saturday?
Not too emotional, you know. I'm not a big cry or anything like that. You know, just go out there and play football, you know, the game that I love.
It's okay if you are, though. It's not a problem with you, right?
I mean, it's not a problem, but I just really don't cry.
Your family and anybody coming?
Yes, my family will be here. Yes, sir.
Saban's a car. Oh, yeah. Senior day.
I'll
be out there.
Well, I don't think I'll cry.
What's your favorite Nick Saban memory from your time here?
Favorite Nick Saban memory? Well, I really have to go back and think about it. You know, you have so many. You know, just being in meetings, you know, he's real funny. Funnier than you guys think, especially in meetings watching film. You know, he swears he can cover every receiver that we got. You know, when DBs, you know, mess up, things of that nature. You know, just making comments like that. It's pretty funny.
When he's out there, you know, running the drills with the cornerbacks and stuff like that, like, I guess the thud drill where, you know, he gets into it, he gets involved. It looks like he's even trying to make the tackle himself.
Yeah.
What's that like? Do you notice that? Is it funny?
Yeah. And, you know, and the receivers, you know, they talk mess. Go Saban, I'll run you over, stuff like that, you know. You know, he always talks mess first, though. He's always first. Like, if I was 20 years younger, you know, things of that nature. You know, 20.
That's he'd only be 46.
You know, just things of that nature. He's pretty funny like that.
Does he ever get run over? Does he ever run over anybody?
I've seen him knocked down a couple of times, but, you know, just not no, nothing. I've never seen him run anyone over.
Somebody dared to knock him down?
No, never, never. It's always accidental.
How important is this week from a self-scouting standpoint and also just kind of cleaning up some of the issues that you faced in general?
You know, we just have to go back and look, you know, work on our fundamentals. But, you know, we also have to work on Mercer. You know, they're a great team. They played Auburn pretty close up until the fourth quarter. So we focus on them while focusing on ourselves, just executing like we know how to.
How much can you guys take away from that game they played against Auburn? Mercer, how much can you guys take away from what Mercer did against Auburn to kind of keep you guys motivated this week?
You know, we have to look at the film. We haven't really studied Mercer yet. But, you know, just knowing that they played him pretty close, you know, we know Mercer's going to be a great opponent, great team, and things of that nature.
Anything else?
Thanks, Levi.
Thank you.